Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into human hacking, a fascinating exploration of ethical social engineering penned by the renowned author Christopher Hadnagy. Published in 2021, this book taps into the psychology and influence tactics often associated with security hacking, repurposing these strategies to enhance everyday social interactions. Christopher Hadnagy, a global security expert and the visionary founder of Social Engineer LLC, brings his extensive experience to the table. As the best-selling author of pivotal works in the security domain, including Social Engineering, The Art of Human Hacking, and Social Engineering, The Science of Human Hacking, Hadnagy distills complex principles into actionable insights. Human hacking offers a treasure trove of advice for adjusting natural communication styles and steering social encounters towards positive outcomes. Through practical tools and techniques, it enlightens readers on influencing others with empathy and compassion, transforming the dynamics of personal and professional relationships. This book is a must-read for anyone keen on mastering the art of persuasion, making new friends, or delving into the intricate world of social engineering. Christopher Hadnagy's expertise and the book's pragmatic approach to ethical influence will undoubtedly resonate with readers looking to make meaningful connections and navigate social situations with ease. Human hacking: win friends, influence people, and leave them better off for having met you. Introduction: Unlocking the Art of Ethical Influence, a Guide to Masterful Human Hacking. Have you ever found yourself puzzled by people's reactions to what you say? Or wrestled with the challenge of getting others on board with your ideas? Miscommunications are more than just daily annoyances. They can lead to misunderstandings that hurt relationships and damage reputations. But imagine if you had a toolkit at your disposal, one that could turn interactions into gold mines of mutual understanding and respect. That's where the fascinating world of social engineering comes into play. Traditionally associated with the darker side of human interaction, social engineering, when applied ethically and with empathy, can empower you to navigate social dynamics more skillfully. This guide is your invitation into the realm of human hacking, where the tools of persuasion are used not for deception, but to foster positive outcomes in every interaction. Drawing lessons from the playbook of less scrupulous hackers, this approach encourages you to use psychological insights to your advantage, always with the welfare of others at heart. You'll explore intriguing strategies that can transform your interactions, such as the surprisingly powerful role wrist positioning can play in steering conversations to your advantage, the startling story of a receptionist who, against her better judgment, allowed a deceitful visitor access, shedding light on why and how we sometimes go against our instincts, the art of using seemingly nonsensical questions or statements to gently coax information out of others, opening doors to deeper understanding and connection. Embark on this journey of ethical human hacking, and you'll not only achieve your personal and professional goals with greater ease, you'll also leave those you interact with feeling valued and respected. Ready to refine your social engineering skills for the better? Let's dive in. Part 1: Mastering the Gentle Art of Influence with Integrity. Picture this. Christopher Hadnagy, an author with a keen eye for security, finds himself amidst the hustle and bustle of London's Heathrow Airport. As he searches for passports, his wife offers a simple but genuine compliment to the check-in attendant about her scarf. The attendant, delighted, thanks her. To the untrained eye, this might seem like nothing more than a pleasant, fleeting exchange. Yet, for Hadnagy, steeped in the nuances of social engineering, this was an opening, a subtle yet potent moment of human connection ripe for ethical influence. Here lies the core lesson: embarking on a path to influence those around you while always considering their best interests. But what unfolded from there? Sensing the lift in the attendant's spirits, a result, no doubt, of a break from the monotony of dealing with disgruntled travellers. Hadnaji, with a blend of curiosity and tact, inquired about the possibility of an upgrade. The response? A whispered promise of first-class seats for his family. So, what magic transpired in that interaction? Simply put, by acknowledging the attendant's humanity through a genuine compliment, Hadnaji paved the way for a mutually beneficial outcome. This wasn't about manipulation or coercion. Instead, it was human hacking done right, leveraging moments of positivity to create win-win situations. This distinction is crucial. Unlike the shadowy world of criminal hacking, which exploits and harms, ethical human hacking is about uplifting and benefiting both parties. A key takeaway from the airport anecdote is the power of approaching influence with a mindset geared towards mutual benefit, rooted in respect and compassion. As we delve deeper into techniques for influencing both acquaintances and strangers alike, remember the golden rule of human hacking: aim to leave every individual better off for having met you. This guiding principle ensures that our endeavors in social engineering are marked by kindness and ethical integrity. But to truly harness this power, we must first turn the lens inward and master the art of self-influence. Part 2: Unlocking the Secrets of Your Communication Style. Imagine a scenario where you're in the middle of a heart-to-heart with a close friend. You're giving your unfiltered opinion on a matter close to their heart when suddenly they accuse you of being insensitive. Confused and taken aback, you chalk it up to their hypersensitivity. But could it be a mismatch in communication styles rather than an issue of sensitivity? The essence of human hacking lies in understanding not only others but also oneself. Thus, the pivotal message here is: master your own communication tendencies before assessing others. Embarking on this journey of self-discovery, you'll encounter the DISC model, a system conceived by psychologist William Moulton Marston in the 1920s. This model categorizes communication styles into four types: dominant, influencer, sincere, and conscientious. Each type brings its distinct flavor to interactions. Dominants exude confidence and are laser-focused on outcomes. Influencers are the life of the party, always eager to collaborate. Sincere individuals provide a calming presence, always ready to support. Lastly, conscientious folks thrive on organization and precise details. To navigate this model, ponder over two key questions. Do you lean towards being people-oriented or results-focused? And do you prefer directness or indirectness in communication? Your answers might reveal that you're a dominant type if you're direct and results-driven, an influencer if people are your priority and you're outgoing, a conscientious individual if results matter but you lean towards indirect communication, or a sincere type if you're people-oriented and more reserved. Understanding your type offers precious insights into why certain interactions may veer off course. It could be your communication style clashing with someone else's expectations or preferences. By identifying these friction points, you can strategize to bridge the gap. For instance, as an influencer, you might find your natural inclination to share feelings could sometimes overwhelm your colleagues. Recognizing this, you could consciously choose to dial back on personal anecdotes in professional settings, ensuring discussions remain focused and inclusive. Armed with knowledge of your own communication style, you can then apply the DISC framework to better understand those around you. This understanding allows for more thoughtful and tailored interactions, which can significantly enhance your relationships and interactions, gently guiding conversations and feedback in a direction that resonates with the receiver. In essence, mastering your communication style isn't just about self-awareness. It's a strategic step towards more effective and harmonious interactions with everyone in your orbit. Part 3: Navigating Conversations with Precision and Empathy. Picture this: you receive a stark, unadorned email from your boss. Call me tomorrow at 3. No greeting, no context. Panic sets in as you brace yourself for the worst, envisioning a scenario where your career hangs in the balance. Fast forward to the actual call, and the reality couldn't be more benign. A simple chat about tweaking a presentation. If only the initial message had provided some context, you could have spared yourself a night of unnecessary worry. This scenario perfectly illustrates the importance of framing conversations, a concept known as pretexting. It's about laying the groundwork for interaction in a way that steers it towards a positive outcome for all involved. Here's the essence of the strategy. Create effective pretexts to skew conversations to your advantage. Effective pretexting is a thoughtful process, one that requires you to consider the needs and expectations of the person you're communicating with. With an easy-to-remember framework dubbed Prepare, you can set the stage for any conversation, ensuring it unfolds to mutual benefit. First up, pinpoint the P, problem at hand, and the result you're aiming for. Consider, for instance, you're concerned about your daughter's declining grades. The problem, her academic performance. The result, understanding her challenges to help overcome them. Next, contemplate the emotional tone you want the conversation to embody and the provocation needed from your end to evoke this atmosphere. Aiming for a discussion filled with empathy? Approach the matter in a nurturing and understanding manner. With the emotional groundwork laid, it's time to A. Activate your pretext by fully embracing the role you intend to play. In the case of talking to your daughter, that role might be the supportive and concerned parent. As your pretext is activated, focus on how to or ender it effectively. This step involves the logistics of your approach, deciding on the optimal setting, timing, and method to convey your message. Lastly, evaluate every aspect of your strategy to ensure it aligns with your commitment to leave the conversation positively transformed, enriching both parties involved. Mastering the art of pretexting is not simply about directing conversations. It's about fostering a deeper understanding and crafting outcomes that benefit everyone involved. By approaching interactions with a well-considered pretext, you set the stage for meaningful and productive dialogue. Part 4. Mastering the quick connect. How to build rapport on the fly. In the whirlwind of daily life, where every second counts, the art of quick rapport building is an invaluable skill. Whether you're queued up for your morning coffee or hustling to your next meeting, how you engage with those around you can turn fleeting moments into meaningful exchanges. But here's the catch. People are constantly evaluating the worth of their time, especially when it comes to new encounters. If someone taps your shoulder while you await your latte, you're more inclined to engage. The interaction is short-lived and confined to the coffee line. However, being approached by a stranger on a busy street with time-sensitive places to be, chances are you'll pass on the interaction. This tendency isn't just about you. It's a universal calculus, which is why showing others that engaging with you is worthwhile becomes crucial. And now, the essence of the strategy. Build rapport with others and motivate them to agree to your request. Given the fact that most social scenarios come with built-in time constraints, understanding how to forge a connection swiftly is key. If you don't see a clear benefit within the allotted time frame, you're more likely to decline the interaction. Rapport isn't just pleasantries, it's a chemical dance involving oxytocin, known for its role in trust and generosity. This isn't about manipulation, it's about genuine connection, whether you're exchanging smiles with a neighbor, chatting with clients, or asking a grocer about his day. In situations where time boundaries aren't clear, like an impromptu conversation on the street, setting a clear, brief limit can open the door to rapport. Instead of a vague, "Do you have a moment?" a specific, "Can I take 2 minutes of your time?" sets a manageable expectation and makes engagement more likely. Once you have that initial go-ahead, deepen the connection by sharing a piece of yourself. Should you notice a picture of a dog on a client's desk, mentioning your own furry friend can serve as a rapport bridge. Even better, elevate the other person by asking for their advice or opinion, placing them in a position of authority. This exchange, information for acknowledgement, fosters a reciprocal dynamic, priming both parties for a positive outcome. By honing your rapid rapport-building skills, not only do you enhance your ability to achieve your aims, but you also enrich the experience, leaving the other person feeling valued and respected. Part 5. Unlocking the Power of Influence, a Real-World Playbook. Imagine the thrill of a covert operation where the mission is to infiltrate a company's security system, testing its defenses. Such was the day in the life of our protagonist, a seasoned security expert who found himself poised at the gateway to executive secrets, the lobby. There, amidst the buzz of corporate life, lay his golden ticket, a receptionist absorbed in a computer game. It was an opportunity too good to pass up, a perfect setup for a little strategic influence. Now let's dive deeper into how subtle maneuvers can shape outcomes to your favor. The initial tactic was simple yet strategic. By discreetly alerting the receptionist to the potential breach of professionalism, with her boss nearby, no less, the author didn't just save her from embarrassment, he created a moment of gratitude, a debt of sorts. It was this precise moment of reciprocation that paved the way for his request to enter, despite the evident skepticism in the receptionist's eyes. This fascinating interplay highlights a crucial lesson. Combine subtle tactics to influence others to do your bidding. The scene at the lobby wasn't about building rapport in the traditional sense, nor was it a textbook example of pretexting. Rather, it was an elegant demonstration of the principles of influence at work, specifically reciprocation. The author provided value first, laying the groundwork for a favor in return, an essential strategy whether you're navigating corporate hallways or everyday interactions. Another potent instrument in your arsenal is the principle of authority. Most of us are hardwired to trust those who exude expertise or hold positions of power. Positioning yourself as an authority, whether through knowledge or demeanor, can swiftly earn you the trust and compliance of others. Imagine convincing a reluctant friend to try something new, like sushi for someone who's skeptical about raw food. By treating them to the meal, you invoke reciprocation. Sprinkling the conversation with authoritative insights on sushi elevates the experience, making them more inclined to embrace the unfamiliar. This week, challenge yourself to put these principles into action. Observe the dynamic when you subtly nudge someone towards a decision or action with these strategies. Remember, the art of influence is delicate, too heavy a hand, and you risk the veneer of manipulation, straying from the path of likability. As you experiment with influence, be prepared to pivot or pull back as needed. The essence of these encounters lies not in manipulation, but in the graceful dance of mutual benefit, where subtlety reigns supreme. Part 6. The Art of Subtle Inquiry, Eliciting Information Effortlessly. Picture this: you're on a promising first date, navigating the delicate balance of getting to know each other without turning the evening into a barrage of pointed questions. Your curiosity is piqued about several key topics, from future family plans to job satisfaction and common hobbies. But how do you uncover these insights without an outright interrogation that might dampen the spark? Here's a strategy that can change the game: learning to retrieve the information you seek without even asking. Elicitation, a nuanced form of influence, is your secret weapon here. It's about gently nudging the conversation in such a way that encourages the other person to disclose details they might typically keep close to the chest. While it may sound like a tactic straight from a spy novel, and indeed, espionage agents and con artists have long leveraged this technique to glean sensitive information, when applied with care, elicitation can foster genuine connection without crossing into manipulation. Imagine wanting to broach the subject of future family plans without directly posing the question. You might introduce a thought like, "I came across an interesting point today about many young folks reconsidering the idea of starting families for environmental reasons." This kind of open, reflective comment invites your date to share their perspective on the matter, thereby offering insight into their stance on children, all without posing a direct question. Another approach is the strategic use of incorrect statements. Humans have a near-reflexive desire to correct inaccuracies, meaning a carefully chosen false statement can lead to the revelation of correct information. Suppose you're curious about someone's birthday but wish to sidestep the direct ask. By making an off-the-wall claim like, "I bet anyone enjoying strawberries right now must be celebrating a February birthday," you're likely to be corrected with the actual month, despite the initial absurdity of your remark. The key to mastering elicitation lies in the clarity of your objectives and the subtlety of your approach. As you practice and begin to see results, your confidence in wielding this tactic will grow. Elicitation is not about deceptive probing, but rather steering interactions in a way that naturally encourages sharing, enhancing the richness of conversation without forfeiting sincerity. So, the next time you find yourself yearning for hidden details, remember, the art of elicitation could be your most elegant solution. Part 7, The Power of Nonverbal Communication, Enhancing Interactions Without Words. Imagine a scenario where a dog greets its owner, belly up, radiating trust and affection without uttering a single bark. This behavior, known as a ventral display, isn't exclusive to the animal kingdom. Humans, too, exhibit similar signs of openness and vulnerability, albeit in more subtle forms. This nonverbal cue, particularly when a person directs their torso and abdomen towards you, signals comfort and transparency, a concept popularized by former FBI agent Joe Navarro through the term ventral fronting. This brings us to a crucial insight. Learning how to read and display nonverbal cues can significantly enhance your ability to communicate and connect with others. During interactions, being attuned to the silent dialogue of body language offers real-time feedback on the other person's comfort level and openness. Social engineers, or anyone keen on refining their interpersonal skills, can leverage these cues to foster a conducive atmosphere for rapport building. For instance, the simple act of tilting one's head and exposing the underside of the wrists or hands during a conversation can convey a spirit of openness and receptivity. Posing an invite to lunch with palms up and a gentle nod signifies a friendlier, more inviting demeanor compared to a stern, palm-down gesture. Upon entering any social setting, quick observation of these nonverbal signals can provide invaluable insights. A brief, inconspicuous scan, lasting around 20 to 30 seconds, can reveal whether someone is primed for engagement or if they're displaying signs of defensiveness, such as crossed arms or averted gaze, suggesting it might be wise to modify your approach or even gracefully exit the interaction. Moreover, the strategic use of open body language isn't just about making oneself appear more approachable. It can actively influence the emotional state of those around us thanks to mirroring, a psychological phenomenon where people subconsciously mimic the gestures and expressions they observe. By consciously choosing to embody positivity and confidence through our own body language, like maintaining a soft smile or adopting relaxed postures, we can inspire similar feelings in others. Mastering the art of nonverbal communication transforms the way we connect, allowing us to navigate social landscapes with greater empathy and effectiveness. By harmonizing our words with our bodies, we unlock deeper levels of trust and understanding, paving the way for more meaningful interactions. Part 8, Steering Clear of Manipulative Practices, A Path to Ethical Interactions. Consider this familiar scenario. You're on a crowded bus, seeking a moment of solitude amidst the chaos. Instinctively, you place your jacket on the seat beside you and tune the world out with your headphones, a clear signal you're not up for sharing your space. While this might seem harmless, it edges closer to manipulation rather than an act of genuine human hacking. True influence operates on a foundation of ethical engagement, where you would, for instance, have a polite conversation with someone eyeing the adjacent seat, gently nudging them to look elsewhere without resorting to deceit or false pretenses. Here lies a vital distinction. Recognize devious manipulation techniques so you can avoid them at all costs. Manipulation is, regrettably, not uncommon in our daily interactions, often surfacing subtly. It prompts one to reflect. In your pursuit of personal gains, do you always maintain transparency? Or do you sometimes exploit others' emotions to get what you want? Unlike the intentional and compassionate tactics espoused by social engineers, manipulation wades into the murky waters of what Daniel Goleman describes as emotional hijacking. Scammers and manipulators play a dangerous game by tapping into our primal fears or pain, triggering the amygdala, the brain's panic button, which in turn suppresses logical thinking and makes us more malleable to influence. One sinister strategy employed by manipulators is forced evaluation, designed to plunge individuals into a state of confusion and doubt. Take, for instance, an unsolicited email beckoning you to secure your slot for a COVID-19 vaccine. The immediate uncertainty and fear it sparks can drive an otherwise wary individual to click through without second thought. Similarly, rumors of impending layoffs can propel a workforce into overdrive, fueled by the dread of unemployment. These tactics don't just evoke stress in the moment, they foster a deeper sense of powerlessness and vulnerability over time. In recognizing these manipulative methods, the invitation stands to reflect on one's own tendencies. How often might you, perhaps unwittingly, resort to manipulation in achieving your ends? The journey towards ethical human hacking demands a replacement of these deceitful practices with principled strategies such as profiling, pretexting, rapport building, and mindful body language. By committing to an ethos of mutual benefit and respect, you not only navigate away from the ethical pitfalls of manipulation, but also elevate your interactions to a realm of genuine understanding and cooperation. Final summary. The journey to becoming a proficient human hacker begins within. Mastery over one's own communication styles paves the way for deeper, more meaningful interactions. By honing the ability to discern and adapt to the emotional and social cues of those around us, we equip ourselves with the tools necessary for building rapport effortlessly. This roadmap to ethical influence emphasizes the power of subtle persuasion techniques and the critical role of nonverbal communication. By attuning ourselves to the silent signals that govern human interaction, we can steer conversations towards positive outcomes and foster environments of mutual understanding. At the heart of this approach lies a commitment to empathy and compassion. Human hacking, when practiced with intention and care, transcends mere strategic advantage. It becomes a means of enriching our connections with others, achieving our objectives while enhancing the well-being and happiness of those we engage with. Embrace this art of ethical persuasion and watch as every conversation blossoms into an opportunity for growth and connection. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.